Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with Ghost Stories, the podcast. I hope you are all keeping safe and well over the past week, and life has been treating you good. For me, it's been a bit of a crazy one, and I guess between the UK government having teased us by allowing us to send our kids to school for a couple weeks, knowing Easter holidays were around the corner, Easter holidays in which the kids are around, so you get nothing done, all the way to on the day I was meant to be recording, I rolled my ankle so badly during the school run. I knew I didn't break it, but I felt like I did. And that meant the day when I should have been working on the podcast. I wallowed in self-pity and pretty much gave up. But that was fine because my wife was an absolute hero and decided to step in and record. So my loss, I guess, in the ability to use my ankle for about a week is all yours. Gain in that you've had a story read by my wife, and it's actually a story she submitted to the podcast as well. One day I had a bit of a lay-in, and when I woke up I had an airdrop on my iPhone from her, and she was like, I remembered this story, I thought it'd work for the podcast. I don't know if it's based in fact or pure fiction. For my, you know, keeping integrity of the podcast, I decided not to ask, but it's an interesting story all the same. So, Lucy, thank you very much for sending it in. She's very much done most of the work on this one, and I've just had to edit it. So that does make my life a little easier, although it is 1:30 in the morning, because apparently when it's half term, the only time you do get things done is when all the kids are asleep. And I'm sure all of you parents out there will understand. it's just the way it is. It's all good though. It's the price we pay, and I'm sure it's worth it. So yeah, I will leave you with that story. Make sure to stick around at the end for a few bits of housekeeping and updates. But that's it for me for now. This is The Guest.
I don't know if you know, but guest and ghost have the same very odd etymological source, because a ghost is like a type of guest in a way. And that's how my ghost felt, like a house guest that had outstayed their welcome. It started with little things, the odd cupboard door left open that I'd close, internally scolding myself for not doing it earlier, even though I couldn't remember opening it. Then things would go missing, pens, letters, my favourite top. That's when I started to realise something was up. I live alone, so I only have myself to blame for anything that happens, but I distinctly remember my top hanging up in the wardrobe, and me choosing not to wear it that day as I was saving it for Friday. When I got home and got undressed that night, I noticed it was gone. Now, I know what you're thinking. We've all read that creepy story online about that person who found out there was someone living behind a tiny hatch they didn't even know they had. I'll admit I did think of that too, and I checked everywhere, and I even checked the blueprint for the building, and there's no hidey holes, no loft, no basement, it's just a very basic one-bedroom flat in a two-story building. I left my webcam set up one day, and didn't pick up anything. Except for what it did pick up. But before I tell you that, let me first tell you what I found out when I did my research on the house. Absolutely nothing. It was built in 1995, it had one previous owner who moved under happy circumstances overseas. There were no grisly murders, no house fires, no shady dealings whatsoever. I had heard on a documentary on hauntings that sometimes it's the person that's haunted and not the premises. And let me tell you what, I fit the bill exactly for the type of person that attracts ghosts. Curly hair, clumsy, socially awkward. It's almost funny that every person in these articles seems to fit this lonely girl aesthetic. So here I am. I'm just a quiet girl at home, seemingly living with a spectral roommate. Who'd have thought it? I've digressed. Let me tell you what the webcam picked up. I set it up one morning before work, as most of the things I'd noticed were immediately on my return home in the evening. When I got home, I made myself some pasta. I changed into some sort of comfy, relaxing clothes, set myself up on the sofa. It was like I was, you know, settling into a favourite show. Most of it was boring, to be honest, and I shook my head at my own silliness. But then I saw, in the corner of the screen, a dark spot, like a shadow. I rewound the footage, as I was sure it wasn't there at the start, and I was right. It appeared at about 3 hours, 23 minutes, and it stayed there for an hour-ish, and then it returned again at the 6th hour for about 30 minutes. All I needed to do was reset my webcam in a spot that would then pick up the wider coverage of my kitchen diner. But honestly, I didn't really think I needed to do that. I was satisfied I'd confirmed a ghost, and I didn't really need much more than that. So far, all that was happening were minor inconveniences, nothing to be on edge about. That was until I adopted a cat. The cat wouldn't settle down. He was always a bit agitated, a bit jumpy, he didn't like a fuss, and one day just up and left. Then I got a fish, and the fish died. I got a budgie, and it was constantly squawking and just worked up. "Can you just leave the pets alone, please?" I shouted. I'd had enough of this. The budgie quietened, and it seemed a bit more normal for a while, and I genuinely forgot about things. A few months later, the towels started getting wet. By that, I mean the towels that were hanging up in the bathroom were soaking wet, not just a bit damp, but wringing wet and on the floor. I thought maybe there was a leak, but of course it wasn't. And then the damp spread in the bathroom. The walls and the ceiling were lined with mould. No amount of ventilation and bleach kept it away. The cupboard doors were always open, sometimes with a bang in the night that made me jump out of bed. The rug was rolled back in places. I eventually found my top, that one that I mentioned that went missing. It was screwed up at the bottom of the airing cupboard, and it smelt like, you know, an old wet flannel, like it had just fallen down there wet and eventually dried out. I began to feel terrorised in my own home, unwelcome, but most of all annoyed. I started to think, what can I do to make him leave? I didn't Google it. What if it saw me? I didn't want to make things worse. After a lot of thought, I eventually went with what seemed like the most obvious solution all along. Do you know the old ghost stories? You know, the ones how to summon Bloody Mary or Candyman? I don't know if you and a group of girls at school ever shut yourself in the girls' toilet, stared in the mirror, and you'd say, "Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary," over and over, until the lights flickered, the doors shut, or the taps came on. So that's what I thought. Could I do the opposite? I stood in front of the mirror, and I said, "Go away, go away, go away, go away, go away," until I couldn't say it anymore. It's been a few months since anything happened. Maybe he's laying low. Maybe he learnt a lesson and knows he can't stay if he's going to be such a terrible house guest. We'll see. But for now, things are quiet.
Well, what a fantastic story, and I expected no less considering who pulled it together and read it for us, and I'm sure all you will agree it was very enjoyable. So what I want you to do is pop over to our Patreon page and log in, or over to our Facebook page, and if you haven't liked us and followed us already on Facebook, do it at the same time, and let us know if you think the guest was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. Of course, I have my theories. I've not asked Lucy outright because I don't want to know at this point, but I will speak to her and find out. And while you're there, she loves all the compliments you send about how she does the stories. She gets a lot more compliments about her telling of tales than I do, that's for sure. And she enjoys it. So make sure to tell Lucy how much you like the podcast. Obviously, she helps me run my social sometimes, so she gets all the messages you send over. In fact, I'm sure some of you who have commented in the past week when I said she's reading, she's been going through liking all your comments. So make sure to keep letting her know if you enjoyed it, and hopefully it'll encourage her to read a few more for me. So that's it. I guess a few bits of housekeeping, so don't turn off that dial yet, is if you want to support the podcast, you could do so in a few ways. First off, click that subscribe button if you haven't already, and then you will be notified when new episodes come out, and we're currently trying to put them out weekly. If you want to go the extra mile, get episodes early, ad-free, and we're working on a few additional incentives, jump over to Patreon, search for Ghost Stories of the Podcast, and for either $1 a month or $5, I'm not sure the exact conversions, but it can also be done in pounds and euros at the appropriate exchange rate, you can get early access to content, like I said, completely ad-free. I think next week, just as a heads up as well, because we are still in the Easter holidays, we might have a slight delay with content again. However, the week after, we'll be back to business as usual. I am looking forward to that, as I'm sure every other parent is as well. Before I leave you, one final request I have is keep sending in those stories. We have a few more, but me doing weekly content, I'm going to run through them all very quick. So I'm sending on a handful of them, but I do like having that backlog to make sure we keep pushing them out. So if you do want to send a story, again, through Facebook, or you can go to our website, ghost-stories.co.uk. where you can find more information there. The website's a bit out of date, but the contact form, I receive everything you send, so do get in touch. So I'll leave you with that. Don't forget to send your compliments in to Lucy for how well she read that story. I'm sure she'll enjoy that. And make sure to take care of yourselves, stay safe, and don't stop asking, do you believe in ghosts?